todos se pueden sentar. It is so good to be here. Es tan bueno estar aquí reunidos para alabar al Señor. It's so great to be here together to praise the Lord. If you have a cell phone, please make sure it's on do not disturb or asleep or piloto mode, airplane mode. Asegúrense que el celular está o apagado o no estorbar o en modo de avión. Okay, because this can get in the way sometimes. Esto puede ser un obstáculo a veces. And we want to focus. Queremos enfocarnos. Years ago, Henry Ford, the automaker, you've all heard of Henry Ford, right? Todos han escuchado del famoso Henry Ford que hizo carros. He asked an electrical genius, his name was Charlie Steinmetz. Él le preguntó a un genio electricista, Charlie Steinmetz, that he could build generators, que él construyera generadores for his factory that made cars, para ahí donde él hacía carros. What's factory? Help me out, mama. Fábrica. Thank you. And so he built these, but one day they stopped working. Un día dejaron de funcionar. And so they had to find the problem. Tenían que encontrar el problema. So what did they do? They called the creator. Hablaron al creador. And they said, can you come down? ¿Puedes llegar? And so he came down. He looked at the machines and miró las máquinas. And then he went to this place. Él fue a un lugar where he grabbed the switch. He flips the switch. He did something. Él hizo algo. And the generators came to life. Los generadores empezaron a funcionar. And at the end, they said, okay, thank you so much. Gracias. What's the bill? ¿Cuánto es la cuenta? And he said, $10,000. $10,000. He said, $10,000? You just flipped the switch. Solo presionaste el botón. You know, what's that? He says, well, I'm charging you $10 for the time and looking at the machine. Te estoy cobrando $10 por el tiempo y lo que hice. But I'm charging you $9,990. Te estoy cobrando $9,990 for knowing where to throw the switch. Por saber dónde ir y agarrar el switch. You might laugh at that. Tal vez te puedes reír. But that's an example in a way of wisdom. Eso es un ejemplo de la sabiduría. See, wisdom is the know-how. La sabiduría es el saber cómo. It's the know-how in every situation. Es el saber cómo en cada situación. The wisdom that we need from God. La sabiduría que necesitamos de Dios. That they can't teach you in school. Que no te pueden enseñar en la escuela. And that it is infinite with God. Es infinito con Dios. And that it is available to us. Y está disponible a nosotros. But we have to ask. Pero tenemos que pedir. Many of us are depending on our know-how to deal with all of life. Muchos de nosotros estamos dependiendo de nuestro saber cómo para tratar con cosas de la vida. But all of us, as expert we might be in some areas, todos nosotros, por expertos que somos en algunas áreas, we don't know it all. No lo sabemos todo. Did you know that? Your doctor friend that you think is so intelligent, tu amigo que es doctor que piensas que es tan inteligente, he doesn't know it all. She doesn't know it all. Ellos no lo saben todo. Your teacher at school that seems so brilliant, tu maestro en la escuela que parece tan brillante, they don't know it all. No lo saben todo. Your pastor doesn't know it all. Tu pastor no lo sabe todo. Your mama, your daddy, tu papá, tu mamá, they don't know it all. No lo saben todo. You guys know that. But sometimes we imagine people that know it all. Millionaires, millonarios, billonarios. Famous people, rich people, gente famosa, rica, they don't know it all. No lo saben todo. But we tend to live in a fantasy world that tells us we've got to be good Americans and we've got to know it all. We've got to be able to take care of ourselves and know it all. Vivimos en un mundo de fantasía, especialmente aquí en los Estados Unidos, que tenemos que ser fuertes y saberlo todo. But that's not true. Eso no es verdadero. So I want us to take a moment to pray because we need God's help. Quiero que tomemos un momento para orar because we need help to be wise witnesses. Necesitamos ayuda para ser testigos sabios. The message today is about being a wise witness. El mensaje de hoy es sobre ser un testigo sabio. God is calling us. God the Father is calling us. Dios el Padre nos está llamando to be faithful witnesses of what he's done in our life. Que nosotros seamos testigos de lo que ha hecho en nuestras vidas. But a lot of Christians are afraid to be witnesses. Muchos cristianos son temerosos de ser testigos. And our world is hurting. Nuestro mundo está sufriendo right now around the world. In Houston, in Florida, in Houston, in Florida, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Mexico. So many places are hurting. You know what they need? They need wise witnesses. Ellos necesitan testigos sabios. That in the middle of the chaos and the pain, en medio del caos y el dolor, that there would be Christians that would shine for Jesus. Que haya cristianos que brillen para Cristo. I have a friend that she always does that. When she sends me a message, she says at the end, sigue brillando para Cristo. Keep shining for Jesus. Esta amiga me manda el mensaje y siempre me pone eso. And I want to tell you that. Keep shining for Jesus. Be a wise witness. Siga brillando para Cristo y sé un testigo sabio. We don't need to be afraid to be witnesses, even though many people seem like they want to reject the gospel. No tenemos que tener temor de ser testigos sabios, aunque muchos parecen que rechazan el evangelio. People need Jesus. Amen. ¿La gente necesita a Jesús? Okay, we don't all sound convinced. No todos escuchamos, no nos escuchamos convencidos. Do people need Jesus? ¿Necesita la gente Jesús? All right. If you don't think so, that's okay. Si no piensas, that's fine. That's your opinion. Es tu opinión. But I want you to think about that. If you do believe that, then I want to encourage you to be a wise witness. Si sí lo crees, quiero animarte a ser un testigo sabio, not depending on your know-how, but on God's know-how. Amen? No dependiendo de tu saber cómo, pero el saber cómo de Dios. Amen? And guess what? When we depend on God's know-how, we're going to be wise witnesses. And God's going to use that to make great impact in other people's lives. Cuando nosotros somos sabios, testigos sabios, dependiendo del conocimiento del Señor, ¿saben qué? Va a ser un gran impacto en la vida de las personas alrededor de nosotros. Because that's how God works. Así trabaja Dios. It's not about you. It's not about me. No se trata de ti, de mí. It's about the Lord. Se trata del Señor. And his power, his wisdom. Su poder, su sabiduría. How many of you want that today? God's wisdom. ¿Cuántos quieren la sabiduría de Dios hoy? Amén. So we are going to read Colossians 4, 2 through 6. Vamos a leer Colosenses 4, del 2 al 6. And I'll pray after we read it. Voy a orar después de que lo leamos. I know I can't do this without God's help. Yo no puedo hacer esto sin la ayuda del Señor. Some of you might go, man, but you're bilingual, pastor, and you can go back and forth. Eres bilingüe, puedes ir de una a la otra. Let me tell you, there's times where my brain, I don't know how it's doing it. It's the Lord helping me. Hay veces que no sé ni cómo mi cerebro está haciendo lo que estoy haciendo, pero el Señor me ayuda. Trust me, this is God helping me to do this. Dios ayudándome a hacer esto. So pray for me always, please. Oren siempre por mí. But we're going to look at Colossians 4, 2 to 6. And in English, I'm going to read from the NIV version, New International Version. En español voy a leer de la Reina Valera de 1995. And it's not a lot of verses, so I'm going to ask that you follow in both. Sigan en los dos. Verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too. Sorry, let me stop there. And watchful and thankful. Perseverad en la oración, el número dos, velando en ella con acción de gracias. And then verse 3, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Ora también al mismo tiempo por nosotros para que el Señor nos abre puerta para la palabra a fin de dar a conocer el misterio de Cristo por el cual también estoy preso. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Verse 4. El 4, para que lo dé a conocer anunciándolo como es debido, claramente. Verse 5, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, make the most of every opportunity. 5, andad sabiamente para con los de afuera, aprovechando bien el tiempo. 6, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Remember that. Answer everyone. Y el 6, sea vuestra palabra siempre con gracia. Díganlo conmigo, gracia. Say it with me in English, grace. Sazonada con sal para que sepáis cómo debéis responder a cada uno. Responder a cada uno. Would you pray with me? Oren conmigo. Heavenly gracious Father, Padre Celestial, we need you right now. Te necesitamos. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us in this time. Necesitamos el Espíritu Santo que nos guíe. Touch our hearts. Toca nuestros corazones. As Jesus lives in us through the Holy Spirit, así como Jesús vive en nosotros a través del Espíritu Santo, help us to be sensitive. Ayúdanos a ser sensibles. To listen to your voice right now. Not mine, but yours, Lord. Que escuchemos tu voz, Señor. No mi voz, pero tu voz. Use your servant as an instrument. Usa tu siervo como instrumento. Touch the hearts of those that are here. Toca los corazones de los que están aquí. That we would truly be wise witnesses for you, Lord. Que seamos verdaderamente testigos sabios para ti. That people would see Jesus in our lives. Que gente vea a Jesús en nuestras vidas. That they would be attracted to Jesus. Que sean atraídos a Jesús. And Lord, that they would be saved. Que sean salvos. Lord, help us, because in our own power we can't do that. Ayúdanos, Señor, en nuestro propio poder no podemos. But in your power, in your wisdom, we can. Pero en tu poder, tu sabiduría, sí podemos. So encourage us today through your word, Lord. Anímanos, Señor, hoy a través de tu palabra. Convict us where we need to be convicted. Convénzanos, Señor, donde tenemos que ser convencidos. And help us to apply this, Lord. Ayúdanos a aplicarlo en nuestras vidas. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Oramos todo esto en el nombre precioso de Jesús. And God's people say, y el pueblo de Dios dice, amén. Amén. Gloria a Dios. In your bulletin is the sermon guide. En el boletín está la guía del sermón. If we don't get to every single verse, you read it during the week. Si no cubrimos todos los versículos, ustedes léanlo. That's always your homework. Siempre su tarea. So let's go with the first point. What does it mean to be a wise witness? ¿Qué significa ser un testigo sabio? First of all, it means to walk with wisdom or live with wisdom. Significa primeramente camina con sabiduría o viva con sabiduría. We see this term in the scripture that we need to walk in wisdom, que debemos de caminar en sabiduría. We need to live in wisdom. Tenemos que vivir en sabiduría. And walking is that idea that as I go, I depend on God's know-how and not mine. Y eso de caminar implica acción, que yo mientras voy en mi vida, estoy dependiendo de la sabiduría de Dios y no la mía. Amen. How many of you had a difficult situation this week that you needed to know the answer to deal with it? ¿Cuántos tuvieron una situación difícil esta semana que tuvieron necesidad de saber la respuesta? ¿Alguien? How about this past month, este último mes? ¿Cuántos? Anybody? How about this past year, este último año? Now, if you didn't raise your hand to any of those, I'm sorry, but I don't know if you're being honest. Si no levantaste la mano, perdón, pero creo que no estás siendo honesto. Because we all have those situations. Todos tenemos. And I want you to read with me James 1:5. Okay? Quiero que lean conmigo Santiago 1:5. It's later on in the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, there's probably one there in the pew. At least there is in English. And or get close to somebody that has one. Acércate a alguien que tiene o si tienes. Because we don't put it up on the board so that everybody is reading. Because we want you digging in your Bible. Queremos que te metas a la Biblia. And that you get better at handling the Bible. Dividing the word of truth. Que nosotros mejoremos en nuestro agarrar de la palabra de Dios. Dividiendo la palabra de verdad. So James 1:5, how many are there? ¿Cuántos están aquí? Ahí. Amen? All right. So James is a great book in the New Testament. Es un libro fabuloso en el Nuevo Testamento. I kind of like to call it the Proverbs of the New Testament. Me gusta llamarlo el Proverbios del Nuevo Testamento, because Proverbs is full of wisdom. Proverbios está lleno de sabiduría. Again, if you want to be wiser, read the book of Proverbs. Read the book of James. ¿Quieres ser más sabio? Lea el libro de Proverbios y también el libro de Santiago. So let's see what it says in James 1:5. ¿Qué dice en Santiago 1:5. If any of you lacks, say it with me, wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God who gives generously. Say it with me, generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him or her, okay? Him or her, okay? This isn't just for the guys, all right? Santiago 1:5, si alguno de ustedes le falta sabiduría, pídasela a Dios y él se la dará. Pues Dios da a todos, ¿cómo? Generosamente, sin menospreciar a nadie. Wow. It doesn't matter how big, how small, no importa como de grande, pequeño, who you are, quién eres, you can go to God and ask him about the know-how, and he will give it to you. Puedes ir a Dios y preguntarle sobre el saber cómo, y él te lo va a dar. But you need to ask without doubting. Tienes que pedir sin dudar. You need to really trust him. Debes de confiar en él. And when we ask the Lord, Lord, I know you can give me the know-how. Señor, yo sé que tú me puedes dar el saber cómo. I don't know how to deal with this problem in my marriage. No sé cómo tratar con este problema en mi matrimonio. But I know that you know how. Pero yo sé que tú sabes cómo. And you can apply that to any situation. Lo puedes aplicar a toda situación, especially being a witness for God of what Jesus has done in your life. Especialmente para ser un testigo de lo que Dios ha hecho en tu vida a través de Jesús. Amén. I like this other passage that we might be wondering why it's up there. Exodus 36, 1 and 2. You see, when we read the word wisdom there in Colossians, it is a word that's used like it's a skill. Cuando leemos en Colosenses 4, la palabra de sabiduría ahí es una palabra que está refiriéndose a una habilidad. And I like this verse in Exodus 36 because I think it helps us to understand this a little bit. View it in this light. Nos ayuda a verlo. So Exodus 36, second book of the Bible, el segundo libro de la Biblia. Everybody there? ¿Cuántos están ahí? Amen. Man, you're going to learn how to use the Bible here. If you keep coming, you're going to learn how to use the Bible, and you might learn how to speak Spanish, okay? So double, and how to live for Jesus. Man, triple, and who knows what else you're going to learn here, right? Si sigues viniendo aquí, vas a aprender cómo manejar la Biblia, hasta cómo hablar inglés y cómo vivir para Cristo, ¿va? Triple, y quién sabe cuánto más. ¿Amén? All right, so what does it say there in Exodus 36, 1 and 2? Éxodo 36, 1 y 2. So, Bezalel Oholiab, what a name, right? Say that 7 times fast, right? And every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill, has given what? Skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary or to do the work just as the Lord has commanded. Así que Bezalel y Oholiab, qué nombrazo, llevarán a cabo los trabajos para el servicio del santuario tal y como el Señor lo ha ordenado, junto con todos los que tengan el mismo espíritu artístico y quienes el Señor haya dado pericia y habilidad para realizar toda la obra del servicio del santuario, en otras palabras, el saber cómo. And then in verse 2, then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. Moisés en el 2 llamó a Bezalel y Oholiab y a todos los que tenían el mismo espíritu artístico y a quienes el Señor había dado pericia y habilidad se sentían motivados a venir y hacer el trabajo. The know-how, el saber cómo. God can give us the know-how, the skill to be able to do life in a higher way. El Señor nos puede dar habilidad, el saber cómo para hacer la vida en otro nivel, un nivel más alto. Do you want to be successful in life? ¿Quieres ser exitoso en la vida? But in a way that counts beyond just the bottom dollar. Pero una manera que es más allá de solo el dinero. Because some people, to be successful, it's all about the money, all about the Benjamins, right? How many, if I have the most Benjamins at the end, then I'm successful. But the Bible doesn't say that. Algunos piensan, si tengo más juguetes o dinero al final, yo soy victorioso y exitoso. I don't think so. The Bible says, what does it profit a man or woman to gain the world and to lose their soul? ¿De qué le sirve un hombre o mujer ganarse el mundo y perder su alma? So that's not real success according to God's word. Ese no es verdadero éxito. But to know Jesus, conocer a Jesús, to have relationship with God, tener relación con Dios, and for him to give you wisdom to be able to live life to the fullest, que él te dé sabiduría para vivir la vida en abundancia, that's success. Eso es éxito. Especially when it's something that helps other people see Jesus. Especialmente cuando ayuda a otros ver a Jesús. How many of you have had the privilege of sharing Jesus with someone and that person says, wow, I want to give my life to Jesus? ¿Cuántos han tenido? You don't have to raise your hand. ¿Cuántos han tenido ese privilegio de compartir el evangelio con alguien y esa persona se quiere entregar a Jesús? Yeah? Amen? Amen? Let me tell you, there's nothing like it. No hay nada como eso. Now, we know that that's God working. Ese es Dios trabajando. So, don't get me wrong. No confundas lo que digo. It's not your job to convince people. No es tu trabajo convencer. If you share the gospel and someone doesn't respond, si tú compartes el evangelio y alguien no responde, that doesn't mean you haven't done your job well. No significa que no has hecho tu trabajo bien. You've been faithful to God. Has sido fiel a Dios. And you've planted a seed y has plantado semilla. And God can use that in the future. Dios lo puede usar en el futuro. And at the very least, you know that God's not going to ask you, why didn't you share with that person when you could have? Y Dios no te va a preguntar, ¿por qué no compartiste con esa persona cuando pudiste? And so I want us to think about this as we go through the message. Quiero que lo pienses durante el mensaje. How many of you remember Solomon in the Bible? ¿Cuántos recordaron Salomón en la Biblia? If you're still not clear on wisdom, si todavía no estás claro de la sabiduría, and not just any wisdom, no solo cualquier sabiduría, but the wisdom of God, la sabiduría de Dios, I want to give you this example. Quiero darte este ejemplo. King Solomon had two women brought before him one day. El rey Salomón tuvo a dos mujeres que le trajeron ante él. And there was a dead baby. There was a story about a dead baby. Había un cuento de un bebé muerto. But before him, there was a baby that was alive. Pero ante él había un bebé que estaba vivo. And according to the story, one of the mothers was accusing the other of suffocating their baby and then switching the baby, the live one for the dead one. Y había, el cuento era que una madre estaba acusando a otra que ella había tapado su hijo, lo había matado, y en la noche cambió los bebés. En la noche. So the woman all of a sudden woke up with a dead baby. Una mujer despertó con un bebé muerto. Imagine how horrible, lo horrible. And the other woman was saying, oh, you know, wow, lo siento. But the woman was like, this isn't my baby. La mujer dijo, no, esto no es mi bebé. Women, do you think you would know your baby? ¿Creen ustedes, mujeres, que conocieran a su bebé? But they go before Solomon, van ante Salomón. And he says, what should we do? These both women are claiming to be the mother. ¿Qué vamos a hacer? Las dos mujeres están diciendo que son la madre. What a difficult situation, right? ¿Qué momento tan difícil? What would a judge do today? ¿Qué haría un juez hoy? But then Solomon says, Salomón dice, okay, no problem. This is the solution. Esta es la solución. We're going to take the baby that's alive. Vamos a tomar el bebé que está vivo. And we're going to cut him in half. Lo vamos a cortar en medio. And we're going to give each half to each mother. Vamos a dar cada mitad a cada madre. What do you guys think? ¿Qué les parece? Whoa, right? Who's thinking that's good? ¿Quién está pensando que eso está bueno? But immediately upon him saying that, inmediatamente que lo dijo, one of them said, no, 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 give her the baby. Tú dale el bebé a ella. And that's when everybody in the court, everybody and their mama, including Solomon, knew who the real mom was. En ese momento, todos sabían sin duda quién era la verdadera madre. Because only the true mom would be willing to sacrifice so that their baby would still live. Solo la verdadera madre sacrificaría para que el bebé estuviera vivo, aunque no pudiera estar con ella. Do you see wisdom? ¿Ven la sabiduría? That's the kind of wisdom that God gives us when we ask. Ese es el tipo de sabiduría que Dios nos da cuando se lo pedimos, ¿okay? And it won't always be dramatic like that, ¿okay? No siempre va a ser dramático así. Some of you are going, well, I can't wait to be Solomon in a situation. No puedo esperar para ser Salomón en una situación, ¿okay? Don't get prideful. No te metas lleno de orgullo, ¿okay? If God does give you wisdom, give him the credit and the praise, okay? Amen? Si Dios te da sabiduría, dale la honra y la gloria. And so any skill can be developed, including wisdom. Wisdom can be developed in our minds. La sabiduría puede ser desarrollada en nuestras vidas. But we need to keep depending on God for it to grow. Tenemos que seguir dependiendo de Dios para que crezca. If we never depend on his wisdom, guess what? When you're in a real critical situation, it's not going to just come. You need to grow in your trusting of God. Tienes que crecer en tu confiar en el Señor y no que de repente de la nada y nunca confías en la sabiduría de Dios y Dios te la va a dar de repente. It's a developed over time. Se desarrolla por el tiempo. So let's go to the next thing under that. Lo que sigue ahí. So how do you get that wisdom? ¿Cómo podemos conseguir esa sabiduría? First of all, it starts through prayer. Comienza con la oración. Which doesn't everything start there? No comienza todo ahí. What is prayer? ¿Qué es la oración? It's communication with God. Es comunicación con Dios, okay? I want you to just simplify it. Quiero simplificarlo. And guess what? It involves talking, but also listening. Involucra hablar y también escuchar. How many of you like to have conversations with people that are close to you? ¿Cuántos les encanta tener comunicación con gente cercana a ustedes? Anybody here have a best friend? ¿Alguien tiene un mejor amigo other than Jesus, después de Jesús? ¿Ya? ¿Ya? Maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your husband, wife, I don't know. ¿Alguien cercano, right? Now let me tell you, do you have good communication with them? ¿Tienes buena comunicación con ellos? Not if it's yes. Hazle así, sí, sí. Okay? Now let me ask you, in that good communication, esa buena comunicación, do only they do the talking? ¿Solo ellos hablan? Or do maybe only you do the talking? ¿Tal vez solo tú hablas? How good would it be if only you did the talking? ¿Cómo de bueno sería si solo tú hablas? And they just sat there. Ahí están parados, recibiéndolo todo. Would that be good? ¿Les gustaría eso? Please don't say yes. Por favor, no digan sí. You know, true communication is both ways. Verdadera comunicación es de las dos maneras. God gave us 2 ears, right? Count. Let's see. How many ears? ¿Cuántos orejas nos dio? A ver. A 1 and a 2. Uno y dos. And here, check it out. How many mouths? ¿Cuántas bocas? 1. But how come we talk twice as much as we listen? ¿Por qué hablamos el doble de lo que escuchamos? The math is wrong. Está mala la matemática, right? We should listen what? Twice as much. Deberíamos escuchar el doble de lo que hablamos. We should listen twice as much as we talk. In other words, with God, a lot of times we just think, oh, I just got to talk to God. Solo tengo que hablar con Dios. Yes, that's good, es bueno. But you need to listen more. We need to listen more. Nosotros necesitamos escuchar más. Amen? It's funny how that never gets a lot of amens. I'm teasing you a little bit, okay? It's so important. And when we want to be wise as witnesses, we need to pray. Si vemos a ser testigos sabios. Let's read Colossians 1:9. Colosenses 1:9. And again, we're not going to get all through all the verses. No vamos a llegar a todos los versículos. But I want you to study those on your own. Quiero que lo estudien. But Colossians 1:9. Colosenses 1:9. Are you guys awake? ¿Todavía despiertos? Yeah? Okay, check with your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Sonríale a tu vecino. Okay? I didn't say wink at them. No les dije cierra tu ojo, but smile at them. Make sure they're alive. They're okay. Están vivos. Están bien. Okay? It's okay to smile. God gave us smiles. It's okay. Dios nos dio para hacer sonrisas. Está bien. You have permission. Colossians 1:9. I think I'm too goofy for some of you. Perdón. Creo que soy así un poquito muy bromista para algunos. Discúlpenme si los ofendo. Okay, so Colossians 1:9. Colosenses 1:9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual what? wisdom and understanding. El 9, Colosenses 1:9. Por eso desde el día en que lo supimos, no hemos dejado de orar por ustedes. Pedimos que Dios les haga conocer plenamente su voluntad con toda sabiduría. No tengan miedo, díganlo. Y comprensión espiritual. Does that sound good? ¿Suena bien? How many of you are just so happy to know that there's some people praying for you like that? ¿Cuántos de ustedes están contentos de saber que hay gente orando así para ustedes? Amén. But let me ask you, are you praying that way for anybody? ¿Estás tú orando por alguien de esa manera? Because we need to be. Necesitamos estar haciéndolo. Know that your pastor needs you to pray that way for me. Necesito que oren así. And I'm so thankful for those of you that pray for me this way. Estoy tan agradecido por los que oran así por mí. Because let me tell you, I have weeks that I don't feel I can make it. Tengo semanas que siento que no lo puedo hacer. But the Lord gives me what I need. El Señor me da lo que necesita. And I know He uses your prayers. Yo sé que usa sus oraciones. Does prayer make a difference? ¿Hace una diferencia la oración? Do we completely understand how that works? ¿Podemos entender completamente cómo funciona? No. It's a sovereign God. Es un Dios soberano. You know, we can't tell Him what to do. No le podemos decir qué hacer. But we go through Jesus. Vamos por medio de Jesús. He's given us access. Él nos ha dado acceso that we can be bold, que podemos nosotros ir con valor and ask Him and He will listen y pedirle y Él nos escucha. Now, sometimes the answer is going to be no. A veces la respuesta va a ser no. And sometimes it's going to be yes. Va a ser sí. But sometimes it's going to be wait. Espera. I don't think we like the no's or the waits. Yo creo que no nos gusta el no o espera. But the point is, prayer is about getting closer to God. It's not about getting what we want, but getting closer to God. La oración se trata de acercarnos más a Dios, no de conseguir lo que queremos. He's not Santa Claus. No es Santa Claus. But God knows what you need. Dios sabe lo que necesitas. And guess what? Nobody can give you better than God. Nadie te puede dar mejor que Dios. Do you trust His good, perfect, and pleasing will like we read last week? ¿Confías en su voluntad perfecta? En su voluntad buena? ¿Placentera? Because that's the problem sometimes. Isn't that the problem? ¿No es esa el problema? That sometimes, I know God is good. Yo sé que Dios es bueno. But I really want this. Yo quiero esto. How come He doesn't give it to me? ¿Por qué no me lo da? Because God has the best plan. Dios tiene el mejor plan. And if what you're asking for doesn't go with that, y lo que estás pidiendo no va con eso, guess what? He's not going to give it to you. No te lo va a dar. Because it would hurt you. Te dañaría. Right? Parents, do you give your kids everything they ask for? ¿Padres, le das todo lo que tus hijos piden? No, right? Because they wouldn't have teeth if you did that. No tendrían dientes si harías eso. Right? Candy, 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 candy. Right? Quiero dulces, dulces, dulces. No. You have to give your kids what they need, not just what they want. Tienes que darle a tus hijos lo que necesitan, no solo lo que están deseando. And guess what? The Heavenly Father, that's what He does for us. El Padre Celestial es lo que hace por nosotros. So we need to pray for others that way. Tenemos que orar por otros. Really quickly, the next thing is watching. Rápidamente. Estamos watching alertly to make the most of every opportunity, observando alertamente para aprovechar cada oportunidad. Are we watching? If we go there, back to the text, regresando al texto, right? The verse 2, el versículo, devote yourselves to prayer being what? Watchful and thankful. En español, no sé, las traducciones, a veces yo digo, ¿qué está pasando? Pero anyway, perseverad en la oración, velando. Es otra manera de decir, de ser alerta. Cuando estás velando, estás siendo alerta. How many of you have been ever asked to take care of a house? ¿Cuántos de ustedes les han pedido que cuiden de una casa? Right? And they trust you, right? Confían en ti. Are you watching out for things? ¿Estás tú velando o siendo alerta para cosas? Maybe a little bit, tal vez un poquito. But you figure, this is going to be nice. This is going to be easy. Esto va a ser bueno. Va a ser fácil. But what if all of a sudden you got an alert that said there could be an intruder trying to get in? Pero qué tal si de repente te llega un mensajito que puede haber alguien tratando de meterse? What are you going to become? You're going to become very alert, right? Va a ponerte bien alerta. You're not on a vacation anymore. Ya no estás de vacación. The problem is that we're not that way with other people spiritually. A veces el problema es que no somos así espiritualmente con la otra gente. The Lord is telling us to be alert. El Señor está diciendo que seamos alerta. Who are the people that are needing Jesus around us? ¿Quiénes son las personas que necesitan a Jesús? And that they're starting to ask spiritual questions. Y están preguntando preguntas espirituales. They're interested. Están interesados. And if we're alert, we can tell. Si estamos alerta, podemos ver. This person's interested. Están interesados. And while we go, sometimes we get frustrated. We're telling people that are not interested at all. Estamos diciendo a la gente que ni está interesada. But if we're alert spiritually, si somos alerta espiritualmente, guess what? The Holy Spirit is going to guide us to people that are wanting the message. El Espíritu Santo nos va a guiar a personas que quieren el mensaje. And we're going to be able to deliver it. Y lo vamos a poder entregar. And God's going to do something great. Y Dios va a hacer algo grande. It's not the way you deliver it that makes it great. No es la manera que lo entregas que lo haces bien. Some of you might think, oh, but I don't talk like the pastor. Yo no hablo como el pastor. Good. Bueno. They might get scared if it's the pastor. Tal vez se puede meter miedo si es el pastor. Right? But you're just a regular person. Tú eres una persona regular. And they're like, oh, really? Really? Jesus did that for you? Jesús hizo eso por ti? I want to know more. Quiero saber más. Are you being alert? What does it say? Ephesians 6, 18 through 19. Quickly, Ephesians 6, 18 to 19. Ephesians 6. Dos libros atrás, two books before. Ephesians 6, 18 al 19. Ephesians 6, 18 to 19. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. And always keep on praying for all the saints. 18. Oren en el Espíritu en todo momento con peticiones y ruegos. Manténganse, ¿qué? Ah, no están alerta. No, hombre. Manténganse, ¿qué? Alerta. Alerta y perseveren en oración por todos los santos. We need to pray with a sense of being alert. Tenemos que orar con un sentido de ser alertas. Do you pray with expectation that God is going to answer? Oras con expectativa que Dios va a contestar. You know, sometimes I think we pray like we're just throwing, maybe it'll hit. A veces estamos orando como que estamos tirando algo y a ver si cae. Maybe it'll hit the target. Tal vez va a llegar al mero mero. But we should pray in the Spirit, orar en Espíritu, believing that God can answer, creyendo que Dios puede contestar. Who in your life right now, you know, needs Jesus? ¿Quién en tu vida necesita a Jesús? We need to pray alertly for them. Debemos de orar alertamente. Some of you know that my sister Diana was here last week. Mi hermana Diana estaba aquí la semana pasada. And she's been really sometimes not wanting to hear about the gospel. Ella no ha querido escuchar del evangelio. But on her own, she came last week. Ella solita vino la semana pasada. A lifetime of not wanting to hear the gospel. Una vida de no querer. And God is working in her heart. And lately, when she sends me messages, I realize I need to respond right away. Cuando ella me manda mensajes últimamente, yo sé que tengo que responder inmediatamente. Because the Spirit has impressed upon me that she's really sensitive right now. She's really seeking. El Espíritu lo ha puesto en mi corazón que ella está sensitiva y está buscando. We need to be alert. Tenemos que ser alertas. We don't have to be Einstein. No tenemos que ser genios. We just have to depend on the Spirit. Tenemos que depender and then act y actuar. One thing that seems a little interesting there in the text really quickly is being thankful is a part of walking with wisdom. Parte de caminar con sabiduría es ser agradecido. It's to be thankful. Es dando gracias. Are you thankful in your life? ¿Estás agradecido? You know that part of wisdom is knowing what God has already done in your life. Parte de la sabiduría es ver lo que Dios ya está haciendo. And you know what? If God helped me to do that, He can help me to do this other thing. Si Dios me ayudó con esto, Él me puede ayudar con esta otra cosa. But we need to be thankful. Debemos de ser agradecidos. And when we read it there, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Primera de Tesalonicenses 5:18, it doesn't get any clearer. No se hace más claro. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Den gracias a Dios en toda situación, porque esta es su voluntad para ustedes en Cristo Jesús. So give thanks even when the results don't come out the way you would like. Dale gracias a Dios aun cuando no salen los resultados como esperabas. Because God is working in some way in that circumstance. Porque Dios está trabajando. What we do for Him is never in vain. Lo que hacemos para el Señor nunca es en vano. His word never comes back empty. Su palabra nunca regresa vacío. But you know, when we don't give thanks to God, we start looking at all the losses instead of all the wins. Cuando no le damos gracias al Señor, estamos mirando entonces todas las pérdidas en vez de las victorias. And I don't know about you, that sounds like a good way to start getting depressed. Yo no sé ustedes, pero suena como una buena manera de amargarse o empezar a deprimirse. Are you struggling with sadness or depression? ¿Estás tú combatiendo depresión o amargura o enojo o tristeza? Then give more thanks to God. Dale más gracias a Dios. Start counting your blessings one by one. Cuenta tus bendiciones uno por uno. Remember that song, that hymn song? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. I'm not going to keep singing it, but we should count our blessings. Debemos de contar nuestras bendiciones. And what a difference. That's walking in wisdom. ¿Qué diferencia es caminar en sabiduría? Our last point, el último punto. Talk with grace to outsiders. Habla con gracia con los de afuera. Who are outsiders? It's people that don't have a relationship with Jesus. Son personas que no tienen relación con Cristo. We shouldn't treat them like outsiders, though. No los debemos de tratar como personas de afuera. Have you guys ever showed up at a party or an event and you really didn't know anybody? ¿Has llegado a una fiesta o evento y no conoces a nadie? Or the person you think was going to be there that you did know, they're not there. O la persona que conoces y hasta te invitó, no están. And you walk in, entras, you go, I don't know anybody. No conozco a nadie. And you're looking for one friendly face. Está buscando una cara que se mira amigable, right? Just give me one, Lord. Dame uno. And you're in the corner going, oh, what do I do? What do I do? ¿Qué hago? You just want that one person, esa persona. But what's it like when nobody talks to you? ¿Cómo es cuando nadie te habla? I bet you're not going to hang out there very long. Yo creo que no te vas a quedar mucho tiempo, ¿va? Or some of you so courageous, I'm tough. I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to stay the whole time and show them all. Me voy a quedar todo el tiempo y enseñarles a todos. No, right? Nobody does that. Nadie hace eso, right? But what happens when somebody comes up to you and they start talking to you, and they're happy to see you, even though they don't know you? ¿Qué sucede cuando alguien empieza a hablarte en esa situación y te empieza a sonreír y hablar y están alegres de verte aunque no te conocen? Oh, really? Oh, wow, you know, oh, cool, I'm so glad you're here. ¿Qué bueno que estás aquí? Tell me about yourself. Cuéntame de ti. Isn't that great? Well, in the church, we need to be the same way. En la iglesia debemos de ser de igual manera. We shouldn't interrogate people. Why are you here? When they get here. No debemos de interrogar a la gente. ¿Por qué estás aquí? ¿Qué haces aquí? Are you Southern Baptist? ¿Eres Bautista del Sur? Are you Christian? ¿Eres cristiano? No, right? We have to say, hey, good to see you. Qué bueno verte. I'm so glad you're here. Estoy tan contento que estás aquí. Even if they have two things coming out of their hair. Aunque tenga cosas que están saliendo por acá, or over here, or tat it up, tatuaje. I'm glad you're here. Estoy contento. Make them feel welcome. hacerlos sentirse bienvenidos. Not like an outsider, no como alguien de afuera, but somebody that could become a part of the family. Pero alguien que puede ser parte de la familia. We should see people as future brothers and sisters in Christ. Debemos de ver a la gente como futuros hermanos y hermanas en Cristo. This could be another one. Este puede ser otro. Because I was one of them once. Porque yo fui uno de esos una vez. And somebody welcomed me in. Y alguien me dio la bienvenida. And told me, Jesus can change your life. Y me dijeron, Jesús puede cambiar tu vida. And that's sometimes all it takes. Y a veces lo único que toma. One person. Una persona determined to show the love of Christ to somebody else. Alguien determinado a enseñar el amor de Cristo a alguien más. No matter the cost. No importando el costo. That's why we need to pray. Por eso debemos de orar. Because on our own strength and our own flesh, we're probably not always going to do that. En nuestra propia carne no siempre lo vamos a hacer. Because there's some days that we're going to be like, ah, my stomach hurts. Me duele el estómago. Oh, I'm so tired. Estoy tan cansado. Really, do I have to do this? ¿Lo tengo que hacer? But when you pray, the Spirit gives you what you need to be able to share with that person, even when you're not feeling your best. El Espíritu te da lo que necesitas cuando oras, aun cuando no estás en tus mejores. You know, there's mornings where I've come up here and I preached and I'm not at my best. ¿Sabes que hay mañanas que he venido a predicar que no estoy en mis mejores? But the Lord gives me what's needed. El Señor me da. And I have bad days out there too. But Pastor, tengo malos días allá afuera también. There are days where I'm not in a good mood. No estoy en un buen. And the Lord, stop it. El Señor me dijo, para de hacer eso. Because I'm complaining, estoy quejándome. And the Lord reminds me, no, you need to be thankful. Tienes que agradecer. You need to be praying. Tienes que estar orando for the people that are giving you a headache. Para la gente que te está dando dolor de cabeza. You need to pray for them more. Tienes que orar para ellos más. I'm just trying to encourage you. Los estoy tratando de animar. Really quickly, rapidito. Primera Colosenses 4, 11 y 12. 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 and 12. Can you hang it with me another 5 minutes? ¿Me pueden dar cinco? ¿Sí? Everybody still awake? ¿Todos contentos? En español dije contentos y no despiertos. In Spanish I said happy and not awake. Everybody happy? Okay. 11 and 12. I promise you will eat again today. Si vas a comer. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anyone. Procurar vivir en paz con todos, ocuparse de sus propias responsabilidades y trabajar con sus propias manos, así les he mandado, para que por su modo de vivir se ganen el respeto de los que son creyentes y no tengan que depender de nadie. The way we live can make a difference to outsiders. La manera que vivimos puede hacer una diferencia a alguien afuera. Because they see that the love of Christ is in us. Porque pueden ver el amor de Cristo. And that speaks to them. Y eso habla a ellos. And they have our respect. Tienen respeto. They may not like everything we say. Tal vez no les guste. But they respect because they see us trying to follow Jesus. Respetan que nosotros estamos tratando de seguir a Cristo. Not just with our words. No solo con el bla, bla, bla. But with our actions. Con nuestras acciones. Don't just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. No somos solo oyedores de la palabra, pero hacedores. And guess what? Even outsiders see that and respect that. Hasta los de afuera lo ven y lo respetan. Even if they don't like it. Aunque no les guste. Here to finalize. How do we talk with grace to outsiders? ¿Cómo hablamos con gracia con los de afuera? We need to focus on the gospel. Debemos de enfocarnos en el evangelio. And I don't have time to go through all the verses, but please look them up. No tengo tiempo de tratar todos los versículos, pero ustedes estudienlo. You know what? We need to focus more on the actual story of the gospel and less about us. Debemos de enfocarnos más en el evangelio y menos en nosotros. Yes, give your testimony, da tu testimonio. But I even put on there the Romans road. Puse el camino de Romanos. If you've ever wondered, well, how do I tell somebody how to follow Jesus? ¿Cómo le digo a alguien que siga a Jesús? Go through the Romans road with them. Vaya con el camino de Romanos. It's the road to heaven. Es el camino al cielo. It's the road to salvation. Es el camino a la salvación. Walk through those verses. Camina and let them even read it. Deja que ellos lo lean. Each one, cada uno, out loud, en voz alta, and tell them, what is that saying? ¿Qué está diciendo? Let the Holy Spirit speak to them through the word. Deja que el Espíritu Santo hable a ellos a través de la palabra. When's the last time we did that with somebody? ¿Cuánto fue la última vez que hicimos eso con alguien? We need to use wisdom. Tenemos de usar sabiduría. We have already heard about this. Ya lo escuchamos. But we need to depend on God's know-how. Lord, how do I tell this person about Jesus? ¿Cómo le digo a esta persona sobre Jesús? Guess what? No two people are alike, right? No hay dos personas que son igualitas. Even twins are different in some way. Hasta gemelos son diferentes en alguna manera. So guess what? That person needs to hear the gospel in a way that they can relate. Esa persona necesita escuchar el evangelio de una manera que ellos pueden entender. So we need God's know-how to share it that way with them. Necesitamos el saber cómo de Dios para compartirlo en esa manera particular con cada persona. And how do we use wisdom? ¿Cómo usamos sabiduría? Being kind, siendo amable. When you tell them about Jesus, don't yell at them. Can I give you that advice? Cuando les cuentas de Jesús, no les grites. Most people are allergic to yelling. La mayoría de la gente son alérgicos a los gritos. Be kind when you tell them. Seas amable. Remember, you're just a beggar who found bread, and you're telling another beggar where to find it. Tú meramente eres, a ver, ayúdame, beggar, pedigüeño, que halló el pan y le está diciendo a otro pedigüeño, ¿dónde está el pan? Eso somos nosotros. So we should be kind when we tell them. Debemos de ser amables. If you can't be kind, then stop the conversation and wish them well. Si no puedes ser amable para la conversación, deséales bien and just pray for them. Ora por ellos. We need to be attractive. That sounds weird. Being attractive, siendo atractivo. In the word, it said that our words would be full of grace and what? Salt. Que nuestra palabra sea llena de gracia y también de sal. What does salt do? It gives flavor to the food. Lo que hace la sal le da sabor a la comida. So guess what? When you present the gospel, don't go, well, let me tell you, déjeme decirte, and you seem like you're bored, y tú pareces que tú estás aburrido. No, make it attractive. Tell them with enthusiasm. Tell them whatever special way God has shown you. Tell them a story. Tell them in story form. Make it attractive with the truth, of course. Hazlo atractivo con la verdad, creatividad, con ganas, con entusiasmo. But if you're not going to do it that way, don't do it. I'm sorry. I know some people might get upset at that, but si no lo vas a hacer de esa manera, lo haces. And then, finally, por final, being sensitive, siendo sensible. Be sensitive to what's happening in the person. And we're going to pray right now to close. Vamos a orar para terminar. But I want to ask you, are you being sensitive to those around you? Está siendo sensible a los que están alrededor de ti. You know, sometimes there's been people that have been trying to share the gospel. Hay gente que están tratando de compartir el evangelio. And they're trying. They're just focused on it. Están enfocando. And there's whatever they do, they're like, I got to go through point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tengo que cubrir punto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And they're not seeing that person's not ready. Y no están viendo que la persona no está lista. Like the famous story of the pastor who knocked on the door of the lady, el pastor que tocó la puerta de la mujer, and he was trying to tell her about Jesus, y le estaba tratando de hablar de Jesús, and the lady said, I don't need what you have, no necesito. Don't you see I have a crying baby, no ves que tengo un bebé que está llorando? And boom, closed the door, cerró la puerta. And that pastor was like, whoa, pasó. But he prayed, oró. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, led him to go to the store and buy stuff for the baby. El Señor le tocó el corazón que fuera a la tienda a comprar cosas para el bebé. And later on, he came back. Regresó. And she said, oh, what do you want? ¿Qué quieres otra vez? Didn't I tell you to leave? ¿No te dije que te fueras? He goes, calmly, calmamente, I just came to bring you this bag. I noticed you had your baby crying. Noté que estaba llorando tu bebé. And I brought these things for the baby. Y traje esto para el bebé. The lady's face completely changed. La cara de la mujer cambió. And eventually he was able to even share the gospel. Y eventualmente hasta pudo compartir el evangelio. What I'm trying to say is we need to be sensitive to where people are. Not force it, but be sensitive so you can apply it at the right time. Ser sensible para no forzar la situación. Y hacerlo cuando es el momento mejor, que ese corazón esté preparado. Okay? We need the Lord's wisdom for all this, right? Necesitamos la sabiduría del Señor para todo esto. Let's pray. Vamos a orar. As our music team comes, mientras viene nuestro equipo de música, maybe today the message in some way reminded you about being a wise witness. And maybe you have conviction about that now. Maybe there's some areas where you realize, I haven't been a wise witness. Tal vez escuchando el mensaje hoy, te has dado cuenta que no has sido un testigo sabio. You've been doing it with your knowledge. Lo estás haciendo con tu conocimiento. You've been doing it out of ritual. Lo estás haciendo por ritual. You're doing it out of some legalistic mindset. O lo estás haciendo de una manera legalista. But you realize you need to do it with the love of Christ. Necesitas hacerlo con el amor de Cristo, with his wisdom, con su sabiduría, the know-how, el saber cómo. And maybe this morning you want to ask the Lord to help you to be a wiser witness. Tal vez esta mañana quieres pedir al Señor que te ayude a ser un testigo más sabio. Paying attention alertly to those who are wanting the gospel. Poniendo atención alertamente de quien está necesitando el evangelio. And saying, Lord, use me, úsame. Lord, every day I believe there could be some opportunity to tell somebody about the love of Jesus in some way. Señor, yo creo que cada día hay una oportunidad para decirle a alguien de alguna manera sobre el amor de Cristo. Maybe in a small way, una manera pequeña. Maybe a text message, un mensaje de texto. Maybe through Facebook, tal vez por redes sociales. Maybe just a short word, una palabra corta. Maybe just I'm praying for you, or there's something I can pray for you because they're hurting. De preguntarle a la persona, ¿hay algo que puedo orar por ti porque ve que está siendo afectado? Lord, give us wisdom, your wisdom. Danos nuestra sabiduría. That we would see more people come into your kingdom. Que veamos más personas entrar a tu reino. We depend on you, dependemos de ti. And maybe this morning there's something else that somebody else, you touched them. Tal vez algo más que tocaste a alguien. Someone here realizes that they don't have Jesus and that they need Jesus. That right now, if they were to die, they're not sure if they'd go to be with you, Lord. Si ellos mueren, no están seguros de su destino eterno. But Lord, we pray that you would give faith to each person today to be able to trust Jesus, to know that he died on the cross for their sin. Que cada persona tenga la fe de reconocer a Cristo como el Hijo de Dios. Que él murió en la cruz por sus pecados. That Lord, they're a sinner. They failed in some way that separates them from you. But that you've made the way to reconcile them through Jesus, through his death and resurrection. Que tú has hecho la manera de reconciliar, que si ellos han fallado, pecado, Señor, que tú has hecho la manera que puedan regresar a ti, que no tienen que ser separados de ti a través de Cristo, por su muerte y resurrección. Lord, we pray for you to help everyone here in whatever way they need today. Ayuda a cada persona como necesitan. Give encouragement to those who are feeling discouraged. Dale ánimo a los que se están sintiendo desanimados. Maybe there's another situation right now that somebody needs your wisdom. We pray that they would ask and that you would give to them. Pedimos que tal vez hay otra situación que alguien desesperadamente está necesitando tu sabiduría. Y Señor, yo te pido que te pidan de todo corazón y que tú le des lo que necesitan. We thank you ahead of time. Te damos gracias de antemano. In Jesus' name, en nombre de Jesús. Amén.